Yeah, I think we can start if it's okay with you. So in the upper right corner, you will see there's an agenda. And I will upload what Andre sent to me later. But since we're starting with the action points, and they're actually in the document that's uploaded, can we just start with that, Andre?
Definitely. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining this call. I think we had a very busy meeting in Toronto, and this is our first call after the meeting. So the proposed agenda is in the Adobe room on the right upper corner. So, and there is one maybe addition that we should, of course, check. No, that's all, yeah. So do you have any addition to the agenda, or are you okay with the agenda?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Perfect. So I don't hear anything again. So let's start with the overview of the action points.
They're buried in here. I haven't taken them out, but so we can start with the action 36. I want to ask Keith Davison to give a background presentation on WCIT. That was done. As well as sending out the invitation to the community to contribute to the session. That was Action 37, that's done. Action 38, a post to a call for contributions to the CCTLD news session, that's done. Same thing for 39, ask the region organization representatives to continue using the templates, that was done. Action 40, I was to ask Keith Davison to take lead on the Registry Principles Panel Planning Group, and that was done. Action 41, the Registry Principles Panel Planning Group to develop a briefing paper within the next 2 weeks and decide which panelists to invite. As I understand, there was not enough good communication between the volunteers and Keith, so I think that Keith just went ahead and did it on his own. If that's correct, Andre, do you recall what happened there?
I think so, yeah. That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, but in any case, I mean, that was probably a communications problem, but I still think that if there's a group of volunteers, there should be some kind of lead within the group to make sure there is communication.
Yeah.
So it was perhaps something that can be improved in future. Okay, but that was
very good
actually
point. I think we need to have a leader in the future for those things. Yeah, I agree.
Mm.
Sure, John.
That was for Action 41. Action 42, that was me to update the agenda according to the discussion on the conference call. That was done. Action 43, to publish the draft agenda during the same week of the call. I think that was done. It wasn't during the same week. It was probably the week after. I can't remember. But it was published just as early as possible.
All the action points are resolved, right?
Yeah, so all action points are done, yes.
Excellent.
I'll stop sharing this, and I hope I will can upload what you sent us. Let me see.
So action points done, and we can discuss a little bit the survey, the meeting survey. I hope you get it in email like 5 minutes ago. So. But
I'm also trying to upload it, Andre, just a second. Okay, the first page is wrong. So,
you can
all
go to your screen and you will.
That's better.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, I wrote
excellent.
It. So,
thank you,
so you can see that now here on the screen.
This is something I would like to talk about, exactly. So, as you can see, the rating is quite good, a little bit better than in Prague, which is positive. So, the ratings are rising. But what's more positive is that we have more participants than before. Average 45, so it was like 50 for first day and about 40 for second day, which is perfect. I'm very happy. And that says to me that we need to continue, probably, unfortunately, giving the gifts to the people, but if that's something that works, they should keep it probably. If you, Gabby, can scroll one page down.
Yes, I think you should be able to scroll now, Andre. I'm not sure because Adobe is playing up. Yeah, you can. Good.
Perfect. Thank you. This table, and I hope it's correct, should give us a picture of the most and the least successful or least rated sessions from Toronto. So as you can see, the, let's say, more interactive sessions like DNSSEC or Jitsu Principles are rated very well. The locking of domain was a little bit unsuccessful, which was also sort of interactive. Here it is. I don't know if you have any comments to any particular session, or if you want to comment somehow the rating, or what do you think is wrong, what is the reason that some of them are rated so poor, and some of them are rated so great. Any comments?
Oh, it's Katrina here. I'm really surprised to see a low rating of IANA update. And there are two people indicated that it's below even the average. And there are not so many below average ratings that we see on the table. I think, okay, maybe we should change something in the format or... because I think it's important. It's important to have IANA updates, but I think it's very important to understand why it's not working, how to make it more more interesting for people.
So,
Katrina, can I just say something? I think the IANA updates are normally rated really quite high, so it's just, I think, also much lower than it normally is. So maybe it was just this time that they didn't have much to say. And I know because I've been talking to Kim quite often before, because, you know, I'm asking everyone to make a summary of what they will say. Mm-hmm. And his problem is that he doesn't know what he's allowed to say, basically, until very last minute. So he's not even able to do the summary, and he's very often just doing the slides, you know, just a few minutes before he's presenting. So I think it's hard to influence that because it's really kind of out of his hands as much as what he's allowed to present and so on.
Okay.
And since he's normally scoring quite good, I just think this might be just the one-off. We're talking about the IANA update, and this is to differ from the IANA contract update, just so that everyone knows about that. So can I ask who joined?
Yes, Luis. Hi.
Oh, hi, Luis. Welcome. We know it's very early where you are, so.
No, I'm on the way because I need to take my time to an appointment, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, so we just started to go through the survey. So. Yeah. So I think that's a bit of an explanation, and unfortunately, I know that it's not much he can do about it, just because, as I said, he just knows what he can talk about quite immediately before he's actually given the presentation. But we always schedule him for half an hour, and he has sometimes said that he thinks it's too much time that he doesn't have that much to say. So maybe we can also actually, you know, shorten it to 15 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a good idea.
What do others think?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I was thinking either make it shorten or, for example, make the presentation every two meetings or something, or if there's something extraordinary. But shorten is probably the best way, and you can always request more time if there's something that is worth to comment, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the hard thing is to know that sometimes they have something really important to say and then they need a lot of time. But maybe I can just, you know, schedule a little bit more time to start with, and then I ask him, and we can always take time away from him then. But I think he would be quite happy to have less time, basically.
Yes, I agree.
Any other comments?
I have a comment, and that's about the GAC session. about the GAC session and the board session, we always get the input, especially for the GAC session, that it's not interactive enough, and that whoever writes that knows that it's not our fault. But another interesting input that we received, and I don't think it was from the same person, was that it's a little bit boring that when you go to GAC sessions and the ICANN board sessions, everything that has already been told to the CCNSO is repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And that is considered being boring because it's repeating what's already been said. So for us it's boring. Maybe it's not boring for them. It's a hard dilemma, but indeed it might be boring. I thought that was quite interesting input.
On the other hand, you know, especially the ICANN board is rated very well and was the last time as well. So at least the sort of problem we used to have with ICANN board meetings is quite well managed, I believe. You know, it used to be very bad session, and now for me it's quite good, a good one, interesting one, and people like it as it's visible on the rating.
Yeah, you can see it's one of the top scores, so I think it has developed in the right direction. But I have been thinking of, because I am thinking of comments from past surveys, this one as well, and sometimes people comment that it's there are updates, for instance, from working groups that don't do much. For instance, I think for this one it was the finance working group. They wanted to have time, but there was actually not much going on, like, in the working group from the last time. I don't know if maybe we should start, maybe not for next meeting, but at some point maybe start thinking of, if you might remember that we used to put the IDN stuff on Monday evening, all IDN related stuff we put on a Monday evening so that it wouldn't, so people that are interested in that could go to these sessions and have the updates that they wanted, but it wouldn't take time from the main meeting agenda. I was thinking that perhaps maybe we should, because the problem is that the working groups often need, they have to report to this, you know, to the membership what's happening. They have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But many people find it still very deadly boring. So I was thinking that maybe at some point we should think of, again, having a, I don't know, working group update session on Monday afternoon for those interested. It's just a thought that I wanted to plant, but I'm not sure what others think.
Well,
I find it is a good idea. But. Sorry, you mean Monday afternoon? It's during tech day, or?
Well, we used to have it on Monday. We used to have this IDN sessions on Monday afternoon. We can do it probably after the tech day, because I think tech day ends around 4-ish or something, and then we can have 2 hours just working group updates. Then in that way we. The working groups that need to update the membership, they will. And those that are interested have the chance to hear it. And those that don't, they're not interested, they will hear it then during the board update or GAC update. It's just a thought. I'm not sure what you think.
Yeah, I would support it because, you know, I'm interested in a few updates, and I can imagine that some people are not interested in any, and that session might be for them very boring. On the other hand, people that are interested, they will come on Monday evening as well, so it might work. I don't know. What do you think, the others?
Well, I think that really many people find these updates boring. Well, they most of the time they're repeating themselves, and
mm-hmm.
Maybe they have too much time. Maybe they do not know how to. Because, well, it's quite normal. If you work on a daily basis, after 3 months, you just think, what can I say? But maybe it's very hard to find the essence. Maybe that's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Patricio. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's sorry.
I was just thinking, I know that you and Carolina kind of agreed, Hero and Patricio and Luis, what are your thoughts about this?
About the reports from working groups, perhaps we could be more flexible with the allocated time and even with even the fact of whether the report is presented or not. if the working group hasn't really made much advances from last time, they could just say that and they would take 2 minutes. On the other hand, a working group might have made some important advances in the time from the previous meeting, and they have something to report that would interest everyone, and in that case it would be better if it is in the main meeting and not on the day before on the evening or something. I think
I understand. It's just that it's hard to see what's, you know, because the working group itself might find this really important for everyone, but, you know, most people don't think so. What if the working group really announces this, you know, on the email list and so on well before, like, look, come to this session, it's really important. If you're interested, please come on Monday evening, for instance. Because I'm just saying that I see the trend in general. We very often get comments about the working groups that they kind of annoy people, that they don't think they should disturb the meeting in a way. So I'm just thinking of, or maybe we don't have to have it on Monday evening. We can make, I don't know, Tuesday mornings of being or afternoons be a working group update session, and then everyone who, you know, knows that it's going to be boring, they can leave or whatever. But I'm just thinking of structuring it in a better way.
yes, I'm thinking the what can be boring or not boring also depends of the speaker, of the presenter. Then, because a very very good person speaking can turn a boring issue in a very interesting presentation, then maybe we can try to identify the chairs that can do a good work, trying to not to do very boring the session, and maybe alternate with others with less capability of produce this effect in the session. And I think mix the very interesting topics or sessions with not so famous or not so popular sessions is a good idea to try to keep people on the room, maybe interested for the key session or interesting track, and they will be there because in the other track because they will be there. But I think try to combine the good speakers and very popular sessions. Could be a good idea to try to have a balance in the whole meeting.
Okay, so you are not in favor of outsourcing the working groups, and I don't think Patricia's either. So we cannot say that the working group is, you know, having a consensus on this. I think just to comment on the speaker thing, I think that it's impossible to, you know, change the way a speaker behaves.
No.
Katrina and I tried to develop a paper and it hasn't had any impact. So I don't think that we can do much about that. I just wanted to know whether there was an interest in this group to, you know, put all the working group updates in one block. But you're saying the opposite. You think we should mix it. And I think Patricia was not in favor either. So I think we cannot pursue this idea really any longer. So.
Oh, sorry.
But also I just wanted to say that we have actually taken some of the input on board, and we have not, unless the working group has something to report, we're not inviting them to report anymore actually.
I noticed that change from Prague to Toronto. The amount of working group updates fell down.
The finance working group itself hadn't done sorry much, but it was less a working group update. It was more a discussion with Xavier, which I think is interesting for the community just to hear about. So I think that was more about that, about having Xavier in the room than the actual update. But otherwise, I think the working groups did actually have something to talk about, and yet people kind of indicate they're not interested in that either. So, Okay, but we cannot say that we... Hiro, do you have any thoughts about this?
Yeah, I agree what Gabi said, that the working group update, not just an update or full discussion on the themes of the working group is better to see.
To be themed, okay.
Yeah.
I will note this, and I think we can perhaps discuss this with the council at some point, saying that this is the idea, what do they think, and so on. So we can note that this topic was considered, and then we can, you know, bring it forward to the council and let's say what their reactions are. So I don't think that we can decide anything at least, because not everyone agrees on this.
Maybe I have one more observation also. It's sort of update related, but you know, every meeting we have the regional organization news, and that was rated almost as the poorest session in Prague, and now we improved a lot, so that's a good news that the regional organization update is now rated as an average session. You know, it will never become, I think, the most popular, so for me, like, ratings in the average is very good. I'm happy that this happened, that probably we found a way how to do this.
Yes, I think the templates were a very good idea, so I think they have helped a lot to focus.
But I have to say that we had the templates before in San Jose and in Prague, but the problem is that we had such a short time to develop anything that it was just like, I don't know, rushing over the PowerPoint. So having at least 15 to 20 minutes is reasonable. I mean, we have 10 minutes in Prague. It's really before an organization. So.
Sorry. No, I know. I will make sure to block a little bit, get you more time. If I don't know if you noticed, I actually kept down the numbers of speakers for the CCPLD news session on purpose. Which made it possible, and also we didn't have a lunch. No, we did have a lunch sponsor that day, I can't remember. No, we didn't have a lunch sponsor that day, which also gave us some extra time. But I see that we really have to keep the CCTOD news session speakers much lower than we usually had, because it's too popular. I guess the good discussions are longer than anticipated, so that's why. So I will make sure you have at least 15, 20 minutes in future as well.
Okay, any other comments?
I can just also comment the locking of domain name session, which scored poorest. But this was the session that we squeezed in on the request of the GNSO. They were really keen on that, so I don't really think that we can feel responsible for it. So I think we did the best out of it. It was interesting for them, maybe not for us, but for them it was.
Which is also not bad, at least we helped them, okay, And it was just one-time session, right? It's not going to repeat. So.
Yeah, no, it's just,
And, here's the last table I wanted to share with you. I think I sent it to the list before, but again, here's the list of participants, which again says the same as usual, there's no surprise. We have a little bit lower attendance next day, and the strongest attendance is before lunch, as usual, there is no surprise in that. Okay.
Can I comment on this as well? I must say I'm a bit surprised. I think actually that we have more people in the room. I don't know, but we even have had a comment on that on the survey that there were too few seating spaces, and we always order 150 chairs, and sometimes I know that we during the meetings have to order in more chairs that they put around the wall because it's so full in the room. So I'm surprised that it's not more, to be honest. More than peak was 121. But since we had 150 chairs and someone commented that there were too few chairs, that means that there were 30 chairs, should be 30 chairs extra. That should not be a problem. So I am surprised. I actually think that there might be moments that that there are even more people in the room.
Mm-hmm. I hope they... It was my colleague who counted it, so I hope he counted it as well.
I'm sure he did. I just think that maybe, you know, people around the wall were not counted, or I don't know. But I also remember last time I was a bit surprised, because we normally always we always order 150 chairs, and it's more or less full before lunch the first day, at least.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe the complaining person was just complaining, you know, he came before the lunch and it was full, because that's something I remember, that some of like 3-5 people were also staying before the lunch. So highly probable that there were those 150 or something. So you're true.
Just to explain, there were, I don't know if you noticed, if you care, I don't know, but there was at least one comment, and I know that there were some angry people in Toronto that they didn't get any lunch tickets. But it's the same thing. It's a sponsored lunch, and they're pretty expensive. So it's up to the lunch sponsor, and they always set a limit at about 100. And it's always the same. It's first come, first served, and one would think that people would know that by now. But there were several people trying to gate crash the lunch and made it uncomfortable for Christina, at least, who couldn't let them in. But this is nothing that we can do anything about. We cannot let in people or print more tickets when it's just paid for 100 people. And we cannot also ask, the sponsors. We're happy enough to have a sponsor. And as you can see, we didn't have a lunch sponsor for the second day. It's harder and harder to get these sponsors, actually. So, especially when it's an expensive meeting venue. So, that's nothing that we feel responsible for.
So again, what was the number of lunch tickets?
We always have 100 tickets, and it's always the day one. We always have too few tickets, and day two we normally have a few spare tickets, in which you also can see reflected on this participation sheet.
Sorry, I have a very small proposal. On a table, one slide before this one, could we change terminology? We say participants, but maybe let's change to respondents or something, because it's a little bit misleading.
Sure, that was a table that I really quickly developed a couple of minutes before the meeting, so I really didn't think about it. Yeah, no problem. It's just an internal for us, so there's nothing.
Yeah, okay, but anyway, when I see participants, I immediately think about...
I will keep this in mind for next meeting, yeah.
It just makes things clearer. Well, of course, there's no problem with participants either. Because I know that those are not participants, they're the participants of the survey, which is absolutely correct. Okay, sorry for interrupting.
Even last, they're not participants except those who said they were not available that time. Let's say responding participant or something would be good. Anyway, any other comments? Gabby, do you want to go through, like, I try to read it, and I'm not sure if there's really something useful, through the comments that we got from the people, because...
Let me check. I did...
Quite strange that we got a lot of response, more DNSSEC, which is not surprising, but we also get more IANA updates, which, you know, which is a section that didn't score so much, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the same. The registry principles scored best, and yet there was someone commenting that they thought that was boring or something. So you can never, you know, make everyone happy. So let me check. I have some. What did I write? Interesting enough, in the suggested items for next. Next meeting, this is from the respondent, someone suggested domain blocking. That was one, and the impact of new GTLDs. I mean, I went through the comments. The comments, I think we have already gone through a lot. We talked about them when when we went through the grades, because they were mostly commenting why they didn't like a session and why they liked it. So Some people thought that the IANA contract update was terrible, that she was not prepared and not competent enough to give a presentation, for instance. Others thought it was great. So it's hard to, based on that, it's hard to see a general trend, because what people say it often goes against each other. But what I noticed was that people thought that it was boring to hear the same update for the ICANN board and for the GAC, and that the GAC was not interactive. People liked the panel discussion. They wanted more panel discussions, even, and that you can also see reflected in, in the scoring, basically. But I have actually, I went through all the replies, and I would not say that I found any remarkable replies, which I think which we haven't discussed already. So.
Okay. I think that's for the feedback, and I think we can continue. Or are there any other comments, or can we close this topic? Nothing. So I think we can move to the point number four or three. Sorry, which is the draft agenda for Beijing, or probably let's merge it with number four. Let's talk about the topics for Beijing meeting. We know that there will be a lot of sort of mandatory meetings that needs to be done, and also there will be probably some time for the another interactive session
I received just before this call, I received a list from BART. I'm going to try to get it up online just a second, with topics that he has been collecting, and there are lots of topics for Beijing. Let me just try to upload it.
If you can talk meanwhile, Gabriel, you.
I'm sorry. Oh. Here, it's on its way up. It's a bit chaotic because Bart just really put it together very quickly and sent it to me, but I can try to run it through. It's on its way.
Maybe one more question. Do you think we will have more time for like interactive sessions or some new sessions than previously? Because in Toronto we have like two sessions that were a little bit, you know, not the repeating ones, which was the DNSSEC and the Wicked thing. So do you think we will have more space this time, or the same space approximately?
I don't know. It would depend on what kind of topics we will decide on. But if you look at the document, which you should see now, about topics for the Beijing meeting, if you see the first one is a meeting with Mike and Chris. I think you have, at least the councillors should have received an email about this, or the membership. I really can't remember where the email went, but Mike Silver and Chris Despain, they suggested that they will have a session with the community for three quarters of an hour. I think that session will be very interactive. So it maybe won't be a panel discussion, but I can expect that it will be more of a question and answer session just with Chris and Mike. And that's the session that we have to schedule in.
We used to have those sessions before created the I think Demi and in the time when Demi was on the board, we used to have such sessions that
remember
came to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good idea to repeat it again. Yeah.
So that's going to be back three quarters of an hour, and we have Bart writes that the financial contributions discussions needs 1 hour followed by board meeting. That needs to be in the morning. I don't think it actually needs an hour. I think that would be 45 minutes.
Quite long.
And then he's writing a frame of interpretation working group on consented delegation, 1 hour. Again, Bart normally takes a little bit too much time that actually is needed, so I doubt it will be 1 hour. I think it will be maximum half an hour. But again, this is a working group update. Same thing for IDN CCPDP. There will be a members vote on the ICM, CCPDP, and I think following Beijing. So that needs, I don't know, I guess, I don't know how much time. I will have to speak to Bart about that afterwards. Then we have the outcome from the council workshop. There will be an quite important council workshop in Beijing. This is householding issues, which is, again, something that I was thinking maybe we should, you know, move housekeeping issues, but maybe we should move to maybe outside the program. I don't know, because I don't think this will be interesting for everyone. I'm not sure how much it will be needed, but it needs to be presented. And then he has suggested two potential panel discussions, not for profit, and meaning of that, and how do CCTLDs deal with a changing environment? Okay. I'm not really sure what he was supposed to be on this call, so I think he has to develop that himself, because I don't know. And then other topics that we have been talking about is that one is an outreach session. I was talking to John Crane. I don't know if you know who he is. He's one in ICANN. He's dealing with all the outreach programs that ICANN is doing. And we very often, actually even in the meeting surveys, get, not this time, but we in the past we have often, even in the meeting surveys, received feedback such as that ICANN should do more outreach and so on. I'm not sure, it doesn't belong to the meeting surveys, of course, but the thing is that ICANN is doing some outreach and many people don't know about it. So we thought that if we have some spare time, it would be good if this John Crane, who's doing all this outreach, if he could actually come and explain a little bit what he's doing, and so that people are aware of that. But that's just if we have the time. Then we have, you can see the rest, who is PDP, implementation, register and policy, universal acceptance, IANA contract again, and more about WCIT. I mean, I heard that from the community as well, that they want more about that. So if possible, but these are topics that would, you know, if we have the time, we will have to squeeze that in.
I would propose an extra topic related to developing in more depth the Africa and Latin America strategy. The LAC strategy will be actually presented in Beijing, according to Fadi. And we are already supposedly, the different stakeholders of the region will start working to propose, to make a document before April. So
that would be a good time to have this session on that.
I think so. And also seeing the discussions at the in the past weeks at the, in, during the at the CCNSO
mm-hmm.
list, I think people are interested in sort of the regional strategies I can have. So maybe half an hour for both regions.
And also I know that John Crane will be in Beijing because he's not attending every ICANN meeting, so that's another reason for why I would like to put it up for there, because I know he will be there. So does everyone agree that we should try to aim for that, to have that in the program? Is anyone against it?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Did John Crane, the security guy?
Sorry?
This John Crane is the security guy?
Yes, he has something. Yes, he's in the security team, but he's also he's doing outreach stuff. He, you know, goes to he's holding workshops and so on. And I had a long discussion with him a few months ago about this, because I said there's really low awareness about this these things, and we also agree that we will actually cooperate a little bit more, that every time he's having a workshop or so, he will let us know and we will announce it more broadly. So so I think that would, I think that's probably in the interest of at least some registrants. So.
Yes, I agree, he's great.
Okay, so we will,
A question about the outreach. The ICANN's outreach program is something that involves not just CCTLD, but also the ALEC and the community in these various forms, and perhaps address registries. Do you know if some updates about that program is being scheduled elsewhere in some other session?
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't think so, because this was this idea came from when I started talked to this John Crane a few months ago, and I don't think, maybe by pure coincidence, but I don't think so, because it started with a discussion that he and I had about this. But of course, if it's going to happen, then we can invite other people that might be more interested, draw to that. If Carolina says that LAC strategy is going to be announced, then it's, might be a good time then as well. So we can announce that, outside the CCNSO as well.
Sir, I have a question. It would be some topic about the WICKED meeting.
Yeah, that's as you see, one of the suggested item on the last one. And I think that if we have some time, we should probably try to maybe follow up on what we had in Toronto. I think that most people liked it. There were some negative comments about this session as well, but I think that most people like this kind of interactive session. And I know I had some people that said before the Toronto meeting that unfortunately they cannot say anything now, but they would be willing to say something at the next meeting, because their strategy wasn't yet developed, or they couldn't attend the meeting or whatever, but they thought it was interesting. And And maybe after the Toronto meeting, they know what it's about and would be willing to speak. So I think that maybe something very similar we could do again.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, I don't have the meeting agenda here.
Okay.
I'm in the road.
About the WICKED, I heard that there is another ITU meeting coming next year. I was told what the name was, but I don't quite remember. It was something having to do with the policy. I don't know if Carolina knows about it or someone.
That meeting, Patricia, will take place in May after Beijing, and the dates are actually not exactly confirmed from what I was reading actually an hour ago. So, but I think it will be maybe interesting to make a follow-up on what are ITU's plans post-WICKED for this WICKED session at the CCNSO
so
in Beijing.
That could go together with the WICKED Day in Internet Governance.
Yeah.
The WICKED proposal has some issues, some concerns from ITU. That in that way they can justify the WICKED, something like terrorism or spam or phishing or something like that. Then that kind of problems is already on the internet. I don't know. Maybe we can suggest what the CCs are doing about these problems, not about WICKED, but about the problems that create the WICKED meeting or WICKED proposal. In this way, we can think about the source of the problem. Just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I have another suggestion. There is an ICANN proposal for changing the schedule of the meetings. Perhaps I don't know when that's going to be decided, but perhaps that should be on our agenda.
Do you mean the thing with the new hubs and so on?
Yes, rotating between a few cities and for
mm-hmm. Latin America, for instance, that would mean having to wait quite a lot for having a meeting in Latin America, and that has been caused for some concerns.
Okay.
Groups have been grown to be so large that it's hard to find a place where they can be held in Latin America.
Okay. I will put this down as a suggestion. I don't know. Maybe we. I have no clue when this would be decided or not. But if it could be on the agenda, we can try to invite Nick Tommaso just to say something about it. Okay. So, does anyone have any other suggestions on topics for the next meeting? Because otherwise, I will. Based on what I have, I will try to make a first draft agenda, and I will send to you.
I just want to say I'm not sure whether we can decide about the Wicked output now, because you know Wicked's gonna happen in a month, and we will have more information in a month whether it's worth to talk about it anymore or whether there's really nothing interesting to progress or to report. So I'm a little bit. At this moment, I'm a little bit skeptical about Wicked because it might be really just a short report that nothing has happened. So I personally would be more interested about the profit versus not-for-profit discussions because that's something that might be interesting for many other CCTLDs.
But I don't think that we need to perhaps have a panel discussion about Wicked, but I think that we may want to block some time at least for it to have something similar as what we had in the Toronto meeting. I think there is an general interest in it, especially if it's going to be a new meeting in May, which is just a month after. So I don't think that we right now can decide what topic to focus on then. But I think it's worth blocking some time.
We don't know what's going to be the output, so there might be just a very short report that will say, you know, this happened, this hasn't happened, and it's done, you know. So that's why I want to say I really can't decide now about Wicked because it's too early, and we have the luxury that we can you know, talk about it during December, in January probably.
Okay, but would you agree? Okay. Would you agree on the for now blocking some time on it? We don't have to spend 1 hour on it, but I will block some time and then we can see you know what's happening to it. It's still pretty far away till Beijing, but we need to decide what the panel discussion will be on.
I'm happy with it too. Yeah.
Does anyone, except what Bart is suggesting here, does anyone have any suggestions?
So I said I would be happy with the not-for-profit thing. That's my suggestion. I don't know how the others feel this.
We can also.
I think it's a sort of newer topic or approach rather than the CCTLD strategies, because we deal with CCTLD strategies in the CCTLD news session we have dealt with regarding the GTLD landscape in San Jose. So maybe the not-for-profit or the public interest approach is something that, I don't know.
We can schedule it in.
I'm sorry.
No, we can all schedule it in for now as well, if that's the general feeling that this is an interesting topic. And what do others think?
Maybe public interest would be more the public interest approach to
approach. Okay. Does anyone have any other suggestions for a panel discussion which we haven't raised? Okay, so since no one's saying anything, so I will for now schedule in this non-for-profit with a public interest approach into the draft agenda. And as I said, we will have another call soon, so we can always rediscuss these things. But for now, I have some stuff to build the first agenda on, at least. So,
Okay, that's great. So you don't need anything else from us? because, you know, this meeting, we started quite early. We have a lot of time. So if something's going to develop, we can still change it. Nothing that was decided today, you know, has to stay this way. So
it's still good to have it out early. And to be honest, the earlier we have it out, the better for me, because it's easier for me to turn down late-minute requests, which always annoy me, because, you know, we often get requests a few days before the meeting. And if I can say, well, our first draft agenda was published, you know, so and so long ago, then then it's a good argument always, because they say that they're late. So, and I think everyone would appreciate an early agenda anyway.
I just want to say that, you know, I'm skeptical that something will happen in Dubai on Wicked, but maybe the other way around, you know, there might be something very interesting, something that will be maybe scary for the internet community. We will need to discuss and would be worth to spend more time. So, you know, I just didn't want to really kill the Wicked thing, but, you know, there might be very, very broad variety of output from them, so we will see.
I think we can schedule it in so far. I think some people want it, but and then we can see what happens. Maybe we can,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I have enough material for scheduling a first draft agenda, which I will send out to you, soon.
So means the topics are set currently, right? So this item number 4 is finished, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we have a very regular item number 5, which is any other business. So is there any other?
I have just something, and that's two things, really. First of all, if you probably, Andre, as the working group chair, could perhaps, I can send you the contact, but if you could contact the meeting hosts about gadgets.
Oh, I'm very happy to do so, sure.
And the second thing is,
and
if
I'm pretty
could
sure in China there will be a lot of gadgets, right? So that'd be fun.
Yeah, and the second thing is, Andre, I'm not sure, or it can be me, but maybe it'd be better if you do, that you either contact Leslie and ask her to contact the host, or if you contact the host directly as well, about the meeting room. To, again, if you remember a few meetings back, we were discussing that we use the chairs more to push to get a good meeting room.
Definitely.
So if either you or Leslie, or we contact either Leslie and ask her to, maybe it's better you contact Leslie, and Leslie as a chair will contact the Chinese people and ask for a good meeting room.
I think especially for the Asian mentality, it would be better to ask Leslie to do so. Yeah. I will sort it out.
Great. That was my only thing for any other business.
Great. Anything else?
Not from me. It's okay.
Good. So that brings us to the last item, which is date of the next call. And I think would be nice to have a, if possible, a short call after the Wicked, I would suggest, but it's going to in a month. Do you think it's too late, Kabi? Do you think you will need something earlier? But I, you know, there is a problem with Christmas, of course, but...
It's okay for me.
What exact date was Wicked now again?
It's from 3rd to 15th or 16th.
Oh, okay.
So I will be in Dubai anyway, so I might try to join, but, you know, it's always an issue, an ITU conference, if you have enough phones there.
I'm not sure what the others think, but in a way, I would think it would be nice to have out a first draft agenda before the end of this year. But what do others think?
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah.
So I don't really, you know, the day doesn't matter too much for me. But that would have, if it's going to be after the Wicked, then we would have to have it either on the 17th or the 18th of December to give time to. you know, redraft agenda or whatever, and
so what about the 17th?
17th?
Yeah.
That's a Monday.
I'm fine.
It's Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
12 UTC is today.
Mm-hmm. It will be perfect.
Okay.
I must say I'm leaving that day, but I think I will manage it before. But you know, I was always horrible. Is there anybody who can't make it on 17th, 12 UTC? Seems to, even for...
Is that okay with me?
Yeah, even for the Americans who which is early morning for them? Yeah. Okay, great, so... sounds we have a date.
Yep.
Give me a second, I'm just checking my flight. Yeah, works for me as well. Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
So, thank you very much. I think we are done. We'll see you shortly before Christmas. And we will probably continue working on the agenda. So, thank you very much for joining. Thank Gabi for the... and Christina for the organization of this meeting, and see you next time.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.